think about the hard times that I spent with you. Think about the good things that I've done for you. Think about the bad things I tried not to do. Come on, sugar, and think, yeah, think about the good things. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Bedford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boston Medium. You're listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds. This is Madness with Night Boat to Cairo. Oh, so good. So glad I'm playing Madness tonight. We need this uplifting, positive music. James Brown, Madness, bringing the funk and the ska, mixing it together and doing spirit communication stuff like we do. Like we always do. So let's get into it without any further ado. We got it right here with the shamanic circle, the shamanic drumming, and the sound healing. So get nice and settled in, nice and settled. I'm going to attune you right now. I'm going to do some little bit of sound healing, sound tones, and we're going to, with this sound, you're going to feel it vibrate all over you, and we're just going to do that. Healing, and we get to the high vibration right now, and I'm so glad we played that song because it's good. See, as we set an intention right here, we're going to uplift the energy and mirrors to our loved ones and our angels right here to the drumming. Mesia, power animal, come assist you. If you see a power animal, don't know what that power animal represents, hold on to this and look it up later, or have your spirit team let you know. You may ask a question, or you may just sit back and receive the healing. You may see lots of things. You may see a vision. You may not see anything and may just be here for the healing. Either way, it is all serving us. I may sing, I may talk, but throughout the drumming, I will be guided by Infinite Spirit. Here we go. Thank you. Infinite spirit takes you, guides you to your higher self. In this moment, you are in the realization that you are every part connected to this beautiful Mother Earth nature. Feel the connectedness surrounding you right now. Feel how good it feels to be one. And when we realize we are one, you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. This is the Paranormal Playground Sounds, and I hope you enjoyed the shamanic journeying and the shamanic drumming of the portion of the show. That felt really good. I could see all the landscapes of nature, and I was like, this is enough. This is more than enough to see in a journey of healing. I felt like I was right there. All the different landscapes. I saw a lot of mountains. It was beautiful. It was like being a bird, and my power animal was an eagle. So I saw an eagle, and I felt like I was an eagle flying on the sky and feeling oneness with the earth and the earth plane. Good. Anyways, I love you so much. This is a great show. This is a good time. This is always a good time. So let's connect back. All right. Stay tuned because we have the spirit readings from James Brown and seeing what he has to say, what he wants to say, why he came through. And just enjoy his music and enjoy madness and enjoy today and enjoy this moment because the moment right now is all we got. I love you so much. Mwah! Stay tuned though. We didn't end. No, this isn't us ending.
Hit me! You know my pace is getting short and I got the blues. I got a funky job and I paid my dues on the good foot. Oh, on the good foot. I got to get on the good foot. Hey, on the good foot. Get on the good foot. Come on, hit it there. You got to get it. Get it. Shout it now. Come on, get it done.
Now, let's see if we can't figure out what you are, my little friend. And where you come from.
I saw part of the message you...
I seem to have found it.
Dear listeners, years ago you served my father in the Format Wars. Now he begs you to help us in our struggle against the Clear Channel Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. Your support is vital to the survival of the Freeform Rebellion. Information on donating is contained in the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see your donation safely delivered to WMFO.org. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, dear listeners. You're my only hope.
Support WMFO. Donate via check to trustees of Tufts College, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155, or online at support.wmfo.org. Help win the Freeform Rebellion.
Hello, my lovelies. Hello, beautiful people. Hello, beautiful souls out there. I love you so much. Woo-hoo-hoo! Yow! Gotta get it. Oh, when you have it. It's the Paranormal Playground Sounds right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Med for Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the boss medium, and we are living in our best lives possible. We're living our best love possible, and love is in the air. Yes, my love movement. Every day is Valentine's Day with the Boston Medium. Spreading love. It's got to be about love. Must be love. It must be love. I hope you're feeling good from that shamanic drumming. I felt really, really relaxed and really soothed. I feel really healed after that. I felt like I went into this, like, sound medicine, and I was thinking of the Native American tribe that, you know, Killers of the Flower Moon, the movie, was based off of, and their spirits, and giving thanks to them, and thanks to their beautiful souls, and giving thanks to all of our beautiful ancestors, and healing the ancestral lineage of this entire country, and how important it is to be in awareness that there is healing that does need to be done in a certain country or a certain society, and the, you know, past life regression. It's good for that, you know, and being able to simultaneously do that with being present and being here and being able to feel love, because all of our ancestors, all of our past lives, everything that we've come from that got us to this point, they want to see us happy. They want to see us shine. They want to see us doing the best we can. They don't want to see us in a place of repeating negative cycles or recycling old energy that doesn't serve us anymore. They want to see you shine, and that's why they're always helping us. And they're always here, and their love is so unconditional. And we're raising the vibration always. So with that, stay tuned. 7:40, we're going to have 7:45. We're going to have the messages from James Brown, what he has to say, and all these good, goody things from the universe and the miracles that we attract when we are open. Miracles we attract when we're in a loving state. Miracles when we attract when we believe, but mostly miracles we attract when we are in the most loving presence possible. So, yay to this. Anyways, let's get back to some James Brown and madness, and I will meet you in the light. Meet me in the light, got in line, got excited. Meet me in the light, got in line, got excited.
Every time you turn around, I can fly your loved ones to you. if John Wayne Dudley Spencer, that looks up when it comes your turn, have a drink on me. I put you down to the company. Three cheers to the blue skin, bleach dead head. To the blue skin, bleach dead head. Three cheers to the blue skin, bleach dead head.
Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I am your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. So you're coming to this portion of our show where it's time to give the medium message of the day. And I'm so excited because I'm like, oh my God, what does James Brown have to say? This is awesome. So this is a reoccurring guest of spirit, as you will. He's been on the show. His spirit has come on the show before, and I remember it was, I want to go back. I feel like I want to go back to my notes. Ooh. So while you are waiting, sorry, this is all spontaneous right now, where I'm just like, I want to remember exactly what he said. And I think it's important because it has to, I think there's definitely a connection. And because Sam Cooke, he was reoccurring. That was such a great show. Sam Cooke and Otis Redding. Just, there's so much healing, and this is just such a phenomenal, I just feel like it's like such a phenomenal time when we get to, I get to have dreams of spirit. Like, this is a miracle in itself. It's very unprecedented, but very, it's needed. And that, okay, so I remember that time I found his record, and guess what? A message popped out of the sleeve of the record, and now it's all coming to me. And so the card says spiritual writer on it, and it was interesting because it had a similar design on my business card, but it wasn't exactly the same. But it was, you know, anyways, it said spiritual writer, and it fell out of the album Get on the Good Foot. So that's what happened last time. So let's go in and see. And, you know, I had, you know, it was a very strong message. And I actually started a project because of that, because of the whole initiation to that whole thing, because that was crazy. That happened when I was on the show. I opened up the vinyl and it fell out. I didn't even know it was there. It literally fell out of the record when I was doing the show. And, you know, because his, you know, he was in my dreams. And then that business card fell out of the sleeve. Isn't it crazy? But it's really not. It's like, this is how spirit communication works. It's like, you know, I have a dream of James Brown and I'm going to play his music. And then I get the vinyl, I open up the vinyl, and then boop, falls out a business card that says spiritual writer on it. It's like, woo, I'm in the Twilight Zone, and an awesome version of the Twilight Zone. But anyways, let's go to the message, because I can talk about this all day. Okay. Woo! What's going on here? What does he want to say? How exciting. Breathing in. Okay, so this is a very strong message about our... I heard him with the voice and a smiley face, and he says, and I'm hearing the words rise and shine, and I'm hearing the words grand rising. And picking up the phone to the call of your greatness and your greatest yet to be. So we're at a time right now where there's a lot of hectic things going on in the world. And it can make us feel disempowered, whether it's economy, whether it's war, whether it's situations in our own lives, whether it's whatever it is that is telling a story in the outside world about how bad it is and how, you know, how discouraging and disempowering that could be to your dream. He's coming in and remembering the portal of where your good news comes in, and bringing that to the surface, because we're so inundated by these different, you know, if you notice there's different news outlets, different media outlets everywhere, and we look at it and something feels very heavy about this reality, and it's like, why is there only this? Why are we only being shown this? Why is this here? Something must be controlled, something yada yada yada. But when we look further into it, we understand it exists not because there's some great power or great force, like some Wizard of Oz force controlling, and there's like this great elite and the powers that be that are controlling. It's because we have manifested that. We're saying that's what we want. In our own lives, the way we interact with people, what we're spending our money on, what our demands are, we're asking for this. We're asking for this picture show. We're asking for this kind of news to come in. So we have to understand, the more we're asking for something different, the more we're going, that's going to be in demand, and it's already happened. Spirituality is become, it's like the Age of Aquarius has happened in the 60s. Spirituality is becoming very trendy, and the whole New Age movement, it's becoming extremely, everybody talks about energy. Everybody talk, you know, it's becoming more accepted. Everybody talks about astrology. The younger generation, it's so accepted. And so that's the whole point, is that people are asking. There is the positivity is that we are asking for better news. We are asking for more positivity and a wave of it. But to come back and understand, how do we stay there and continuously, I mean, not have it such a fleeting moment of inspiration and still get sucked in? We have to be in complete commitment and devotion to our greatness, is what he's saying. How do you think he became who he was? All that energy, all that charisma, minus the drugs. Just kidding. He loved that. I'm just kidding. I'm so kidding. But what I'm saying is, it doesn't matter what he did. It doesn't matter the flaws. It doesn't matter. His spirit left an imprint that was supposed to be here. It's imprinting right now while we're talking here on this radio station and influencing the way we are delivering messages. He's a part of this right now in this higher inspiration of help from the great unseen. This is part of, you are participating in your greatness right now. So are you just going to listen, or, you know, are you going to actually go forth and put the action in into really imprinting your greatness here on this planet? And that's really the question to ask yourself, and that's really where we come here and understand. It's like, no, this isn't just a daydream, and it could be nice. Yeah, it would be nice if I was my greatest, highest self right now. It would be nice if I was doing that, but it's too much, or thinking about the scariness and the limitations and all these things. And I think a lot of us as humans, what we do is we think about all these things we have to do and overcome, and we stop immediately going after the success because we think about what we're going to have to give up in order to achieve it. We think about all of that and we just stay small. So what he's saying is, remember this. Remember that every time you fear staying small, you lose a part of your life and your moment of being here. You were put here for a specific purpose. You were put here to be your best and greatest. And it doesn't matter what it is, but if you could be a garbage person and love it, and that could be your passion and it could make you happy. It doesn't matter what it is. But if you're not doing it and you're not happy, if you're doing something but it's not aligned with your passion and it's not making your heart sing, then you're doing life all wrong. You know, it's not even about actually having a profession or a job. It's not even in the end about that. It's about first, what is making your heart sing? And then you connect to that career or that job. But first, you come into that place of, where is that pure passion of being alive? When you can connect to that, you have it all. You are the most wealthiest person on the planet once you have that. So we have to look deeper into the lens. We really have to look deeper into just what's going on outside of ourselves, and are we really being controlled, or is this something that I'm allowing to happen? Or am I letting something else control me? We have so much power than you know. There's so much power within yourself. This miracle right here in itself is showing how much power we truly have. To be able to sit, to have dreams about, you know, musicians who've crossed over and having them say, can you play my music? And plus, I have something to say. To some people, this might seem fake, or this might not be real, and that's okay. That they have a right to believe that. But this is for the people who are connecting right now in this moment, who are feeling it, who are resonating with this energy, and they can feel it. And I'm not just convincing people, and I'm not just here saying, yeah, I'm talking to James Brown, and just believe it and accept it. you're the people who are receptive, they have the same gift as I do, and they're feeling it, and they know that it is aligned with what they needed to hear. So with that, where's your greatness right now? Don't put yourself in such a small box, because the moment you open up that box and you get out of it and you unleash the greatness, it keeps growing and it keeps growing, and you have more of the confidence every day to nurture and water it, so it keeps growing like a tree, like the tree that you are, and stay grounded with it. Amen. So this is to top it off, this message was about stop being afraid of your greatness and stop being afraid of your power, because you're gonna miss out on life. Thank you so much, James Brown. Thank you so much for listening in. We are Outskies. This was the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Join me next week for your paranormal supernatural fix and music through spirit communication. I love you so much. We're out, and gonna leave you with some more madness. Woo! It's been a ride. I love you. Woo!
Papers in the morning, bowler hat on head, walking to the bus stop, he's longing for his bed, waiting with his neighbours in the rush hour queue. Got to get the first bus, so much for him to do. He's got to hurry, got to get his seat, can't miss his place, got to rest his feet. 10 more minutes till he gets there, the crossword's nearly done. It's getting so hard these days, not nearly so much fun. His mind wanders to the office, his telephone desk and chair. He's been happy with the company, they've treated him real fair. Think of 7 letters, begin and end in C. Like a big American car, but misspelt with a D. I wish he's supposed to get a move on, driver's taking his time. I just don't know, I'll be late, oh dear, what will I say? Pull yourself together now, don't get in a state.
Don't you worry, there's no hurry. It's a lovely day, could all be going your way. Take the dog's advice, let up, enjoy your life. Listen to what they say, it's not a game they play. Real slow, gasping for the hot air, but the chest pain it won't go. Trying to ask for help, but can't seem to speak a word. Words are whispered frantically, but don't seem to be heard. What about the wife and kids? They all depend on me.
We're so sorry, we told you not to hurry. Now it's just too late, you've got a certain date. We thought we made it clear, we almost are in our fears. We left it up to you, there's nothing we can do.
Don't you worry, there's no hurry. It's a lovely day, could all be going your way. Take the dog's advice, let up, enjoy your life. Listen to what they say.
WMFO in Medford.